Hello and welcome to Reggie's Recess. I am your host, C. Reggie Rogers, number one relationship coach. I know that sounds funny because in 2019 I was your singles empowerment coach, but we're transitioning this year and I want to be the number one relationship coach. You know, I am the author of the book Love at First Spirit, and tonight do I have a great show for you. In fact, tonight is our first show for 2020. I had great guests on in 2019, but 2020, we're going to go deeper, we're going to go higher, and we're going to kick this year off with one of my most favorite people in the whole wide world. She is funny, she is hilarious, she is talented, and I have with me tonight none other than Kim Whitley. Kim, what's happening?
What's going on? It is a pleasure. What's going on, Reggie? Hey, listeners, how y'all doing?
Hey, Kim, you know you can tone that down, so because that didn't even sound real. We'll try that again. What's up, Kim?
Hey there, hey Reggie. You know that is me. I'm a ball of energy. See, look at you, a man trying to run things. See, now
well,
why
see,
can't I just be excited? Why can't I just be excited to be on here?
Okay, well, if you're excited, I'm excited, because I'm definitely excited to have you on, you know. And tonight, we're going to talk about dating goals. Do you know what you're looking for? But let me just set this tone, because it's important to understand, and I need the radio listening audience to understand that, you know, dating can be completely frustrating to begin with. And I think that it's even harder when you don't know what you're looking for. That's why we're going to start this year off by giving some dating goals, getting them to a place of understanding that they must know what they're looking for, because when you don't know, it makes this whole dating thing even harder. But even worse is when you have the slightest idea of what it is you want. That makes it even worse. You don't know what you're looking for. You don't have the slightest idea of what you want, and then you feel too guilty to ask for it. You know what I mean, Kim? So,
wow. Let me get my pen and paper. I got to take notes.
So, since you've taken notes, I'm going to throw some stats out. You know, in a recent Bustle, there's a survey they did, and almost 20% of participants said, who were single and dating, they said their biggest dating goal is to figure out exactly what it is they're looking for in a partner. And but that's often easier said than done. And here's the deal, Kim. Check this out. And then I want you to talk to me. If you're naturally not assertive, it's difficult to suddenly start demanding your needs overnight because you're just not an assertive person, right?
Right.
And when we talk about females in particular, you know, we say that females can be a little bit more passive, they can be a little bit more receptive, they can be a little bit more submissive. If, you know, this is just, we say this is their natural behavior, whether in dating or professionally. You know, they're passive, receptive, submissive. I know that's not you, Kim. I already know. But,
I'm passive, submissive. Okay. All right, go ahead.
And they say that males are generally more socialized to be assertive, you know, so men can come across as more assertive with no apology because that's just how they are. And when men are perceived as too pushy or demanding, you know, they can be called names like arrogant, other names, you know, that I don't want to get into, but women are called much more demeaning names. So how many times have you been told to give someone who you did not know, watch this is where we're going to get this twisted, who you didn't know the information as it relates to you, how many times have you been told to give someone who you knew was wrong for you another chance?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. All the time. From them, from my friends, from your family. Yeah. That's an ongoing mantra.
Okay, how many times how many times have you been told you were being too picky?
Oh, God, that's another one. Yeah, yeah. A lot.
So, now that we've set this tone, Kim Whitley, do you think it's wise for people to have what I will call on a piece of paper written down what their dating goals are?
Yes.
Why?
It's helpful. Because they change. I remember, you know, my girlfriends, we got together in our 20s and we wrote down, you know, all that we wanted in a man, you know. It might have been 2 pages long, and it was ridiculous because it was everything. And then as we got in our 30s, a few of those things fell off. Then we got in our 40s, it ain't even a page long, you know, because you start realizing that people, you know, men aren't perfect, women aren't perfect, and some of the things that you're asking for are ridiculous. It's too much. I think that's where...
That's what you're asking for?
It was just everything. And, you know, other friends are like, no, you need to be, you know, detailed. But, you know, so what? Maybe he's missing a finger. That's okay. But when you're 20...
He's missing a finger. Oh, my God. Okay.
But I'm just saying, because when you're 20, you're like, oh, no, he has to have all his fingers. When you get a little older, you're like, no, I need him to believe in the Lord or something, you know. And if he's missing a finger, all right, is he still functional or whatever? It's not as important. I think that's it. But I think it does help you really focus in on what it is that you want.
Okay, so then I have a question for you. Let me see. I'm curious what your response is to this question. Do you believe that the more knowledgeable you become, the more difficult it is to find someone?
Wow. When you say knowledgeable, in what area? Like you said, in life?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we become older, oftentimes we become wiser. But for me, I always tell people, this is just me, but I always tell people, knowledge of self will determine who you choose in your relationships. So you have to be knowledgeable of yourself. And as you become more knowledgeable of what works for you, you know, what's a fit for you, what are you attracted to, you know, what turns you on, what turns you off. Because I think the older you become, you should become more knowledgeable of self. And that's why I say knowledge of self will determine who you choose in your relationships. And so do you agree with what I said? The more knowledgeable you become, the more difficult it is to find someone.
That one I would say is twofold, because if the more knowledgeable I become of self, I'm also becoming set in my ways. And so are the male counterparts I am looking to be with. We get settled. When we're younger, I think we're more open to changing and doing things. But as I get knowledgeable, I think I also get a little too wise sometimes.
Wow.
And you think you know everything. So that's a tough one.
That's a tough one?
That's a tough one, because it can go both ways. And I guess I could say, yes, am I more knowledgeable? Yes. But then I can also say, you know, sometimes, yes, okay, let's just say I could have been married 10 years ago. And I look back on that, and I am knowledgeable that, you know what, Kim, he wasn't that bad. What's wrong with you? He was good. You could have been married by now, blah, blah, blah. When I look at my mind then, I was the little picky girl. You know, I was, I don't like the dead tooth in his mouth. I don't know. You know. So great.
He said a dead tooth in his okay. Not a gold tooth, because we're not talking about a gold tooth. You're talking about a dead tooth, right?
Dead Pete. That's what my daddy said. He's like, he was a great guy. You could have just taken him to the dinner. I was like, you're right, dang it, I didn't think about that. You know?
Yeah, you could have taken him to the dentist. You could have worked on that dead tooth. So if you had everything else, I mean, you know, you guys could have taken a trip to the dentist together.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think it does help. But then we get that part that we're settled in our ways.
You know, I think, and here's where I feel like there's some principles here, because for me, knowledge is information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I talk about information, you know, knowledge informs us. But I feel like if you're going to have success in a relationship, you're going to definitely need knowledge. But knowledge is not just by itself, because I feel like knowledge is information, but then you have to have some understanding too, because understanding to me is comprehension, right? Now, what does that mean? This means you comprehend the information. So if you comprehend the information, that's the knowledge, you cannot do three if you don't do number two. And number three for me is wisdom, because wisdom is application. Now, that sounds like a bunch of BS, really, you know, but all of these three things to me make up an ingredient of a great relationship, because you got to have knowledge. Now, here's what I tell people to do. I always tell people, when you meet someone, ask them what they're reading. What are you reading? Like, why should I ask somebody that? Because you want to know what their intake is. What are they putting into their mind? You know, what are they absorbing? What kind of information are they receiving? Information is important, you see, because if you're going to have any type of success in a relationship, knowledge is important, which is the information. But now it's the understanding that comes with that too, you see, Kim, because if there's understanding, there's comprehension. This means you comprehend the information that you're intaking. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'm kind of following.
You follow? And then, you know, so then we talk about the wisdom, which is the application. That's the implementation of the information, and that's the implementation because now I have comprehended the information. So therefore, now I can utilize this information that I've comprehended to implement it to develop a successful relationship.
Mm.
Hold that thought, Kim. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Reggie's Recess on 87.9 Heat FM. And if you want to call in, please, let me give you the number to call in. I'm sure you've got some thoughts you want to share with us. I'm sure you've got some opinions. Call in to 385-212-HEAT. That's 385-212-HEAT. And my guest tonight is none other than Kim Whitley. Now, Kim, before we gave that little station identification break, I dropped some knowledge out there. I just want to see, you know, where do you stand? What do you feel? What do you think are the building blocks for a successful relationship? Because, you know, I feel like people are making New Year's resolutions. So while they're making these New Year's resolutions, how about have some dating goals and get an understanding of, you know, do you know what you're looking for? What do you feel about that, Kim?
Well, I believe everything has to have a foundation. You know, and what is the foundation? Is it friendship? You know, trust? You know, God? You can't just go into a relationship without the building blocks, as you say, and you got to have the wisdom and the knowledge and all of that. You got to know what you want. I do believe that, but I, like I said, when you were younger, I think I didn't know what I want. I felt that God's going to bring me what I want. It's going to be the knight on the white horse, you know, that thing. I don't know what it is. until I feel it. I don't know what love is until I feel the love. I feel the like. I feel the chemistry. It was all about feeling, you know, when I was younger. And even yet now, energy. You know, you can feel, yeah, you can feel a person's energy. If they're negative, you can feel that energy. And if you think they're negative, if they're talking about people or negative around you, but you kind of date this guy, imagine you getting married and dating. They're going to be worse.
You know, so, Kim, I got a saying for that energy. I got a saying. You want to know what my saying is for that?
Mm-hmm.
My saying is, when the energy is wrong, my conversation isn't long.
When the energy is wrong, your conversation is not long?
That's right.
Yeah, I like that. That's true. Because energy is a lot. But sometimes we can read energy wrong. And I say that because even at the beginning of the conversation, you say, hey, Kim, we're going to try that again. You got too much energy. But you, I'm
yeah.
like, you're reading it wrong. Give me a chance. And I know this because even I went out on a date with a man, and the man said to me, I got in the car or something, and I was like, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to go here, and blah, 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 and I'm just talking, and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, whoa. He was like, bring it down. And I was like, bring it down. I'm excited to go out. I'm excited to go do something. You know, so you're reading my energy. Whereas I could have gotten in the car or I could have gotten on the station at the beginning and been like, hey, how's everybody? Good. Welcome to the show. Or I could have got in his car and been like, all right, where are we going? Huh? You know you was late or whatever the case is. So people sometimes take energy and they read it completely wrong. And I get read wrong a lot because this is, you know, when I'm happy, it comes out. You know, when I'm sad, it comes out too. But
I think people would read you wrong, Kim, because, you know, you're a comedian. You know, you are a comedian, so it would probably be hard for somebody to take you possibly, you know. And then you're an actress, so that means you can also get into the role. So maybe you get read wrong a lot because people don't know, is it Kim the comedian showing up, or is it Kim the actress showing up, or is it just Kim?
No,
do you think that has a lot to do with it?
Because now we're putting preconceived notions on me. You're reading the book, the cover of the book. You're putting things that you think who I am, and that has been the case my whole life. I am a human being first. The reason how I became a comedian, I became an actress, but the comedian is because of who I am and how I was born. I did not study and say, I'm going to be a comedian. It had to be in me in order for me to be a successful comedian. In order for me to be the actress part, you had to study. But the personality that goes with the actress that goes even further than the acting part, is a part of who I am. And the energy, the person, the comedian, you're right. And that sometimes is an intimidation. It's people don't believe you. You're right. It's the actors, it's this and that. But I think that's also unfair because you have to say, we judge people. We do. As soon as we see them, we judge how they look. Immediately.
Okay.
We always do it before a relationship begins. We always put things on people. We just don't say, like, if you show up looking like a cowboy or looking like even a bum, there's certain things you're going to be like, oh, but you show up like a businessman, now we're like, oh, he got it together, this and that. And he could be the worst because we judge the person on appearances first because that's what humans do.
So these preconceived notions we gather in our mind from the onset based off of the picture.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening. I like where you're going. I'm flowing with you. Let's go.
Yeah. But even like Instagram, a lot of women, you know, they're called Instagram models and this and that, and these men are falling for them, like, oh, look at her, you know, oh, my God, because visually, yes, they're beautiful. Some of the stuff is fake. Some of the pictures are enhanced. But that is how we're visual creatures, mm-hmm. you know. And so it makes it difficult for you to get to the human person or the love thing. Like, so on these dating websites, you see the picture, you meet the person, and you start the relationship, but it's first from a picture. Now, what would be, like, say you meet the person and you just talk on the phone. And you talk to the person, you don't know how they look. Now, I've done that before. And
so when you talk to somebody on the phone, do you think that it's possible that someone can, it's this new terminology that we're hearing in this dating world now called sapiosexual. Have you heard that terminology?
Yes, I have heard it from this guy. He tried to throw it out at me one time.
Okay, so sapiosexual means that the person falls in love with the person's intellect, or that they're attracted to the person's intellect, the mind. Do you think that it's possible that if you just have a long-term conversation with a person over a period of time, that you could become attracted to their mind, and then when you see them, if their mind doesn't match the look that you thought you were getting, do you think that you could look beyond the look and stay focused on, because maybe you guys had an agreement of the mind, and so you're attracted to his mind, and you've had a connection there?
Yes, absolutely, and that has happened. And it can happen, but it's also backfired on people. You know, you've talked to the person, you've fallen in love with him, you're like, oh, my God, I'm crazy. And then you meet him, and you're like, oh, my God, he's a gorilla. No, I mean, for lack of better words, you're like, oh, God. I can't do it, or I could. You know, my mother told me, she said, you know what? You could fall in love with a toad. You spend enough time with a toad. And it's true.
Okay, so hold on. You're saying, I just want to make sure I'm vibing with you and that our energy is connecting, you know. So you're saying, yes, it's possible to fall in love with a conversation, over a myriad of conversations. But then when you see the person and the person's a gorilla, then you're not feeling it. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's me, because I'm shallow.
Okay. Okay.
That's just me. No, it's happened many times. I have lots of girlfriends who talked and then fallen in love with them, and they don't care. And I've done it too. I've really, you know, talked to the person and really cared for them. But you know, no, I'm not the one. I can't do it. I have tried to do it, and it's happened. I've stayed close to the person, but I didn't move forward. You know, but I also never was like, I love you. No, I didn't do that.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that a conversation could do. I don't know that a number of conversations could do it with me. I could appreciate the conversation, you know, and it could be stimulating. But I don't know that conversations could do it, because I'm visual, and I feel like I know what it is that I want. I feel like I know what it is that I'm looking for. And I feel like, you know,
No. Oh, you can get God. You can get God.
You think so?
Yes.
Why do you think that? Because it's just a conversation. It could be a plethora of conversations. But then when we actually get together, and if it doesn't match what I feel like my preference is, or my preferences are, and what I'm looking for, no.
No. But you can get there. What I'm saying is, you can be there on the phone talking to this young lady who gives you all the things that a man needs, and she listens to you, and she laughs at your jokes, and oh, you're so smart, and all the things that you need, and you're like, you know, I'm really feeling her. And then when you meet her, okay, maybe she's not all the way there, but you're still going to feel some kind of way before you meet her. You can't help it.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Totally. I agree with you 100% there. But what I'm saying is I won't let that get in the way once we finally have an encounter and we're looking eyeball to eyeball and we're in each other's presence. Doesn't matter to me how great the energy is. I think there are some, and I'm going to go with you, I may be shallow like you in some areas. So there are preferences that there are things that I want. There are things that I'm looking for. And because I'm visual, if it's not a fit for me, I'm not going to try to force it.
Right. Okay. That's fair. That is fair. So what is it that you're looking for then? What's your top three list? What you got?
Okay. So that's a good question, Kim. You know, but I think what I'm going to do, because I am such a gentleman, and I believe in ladies first, because I am that true key essence of a gentleman. When we come back, I'm going to ask you those questions, and I'm going to let you answer. What are your dating goals, and do you know what you're looking for? So, ladies, are you ready to find your twin flame? Ladies, do you want to learn how to find the right man who loves you in spirit? You got to stay tuned. We're coming right back. You're listening to Reggie's Recess, 87.9 Heat FM, Charlotte. If you want to call in, please call in 385-212-HEAT, 385-212-HEAT. Now, Kim, you asked me a question, and because I am a gentleman and I believe in ladies first, so let's ask you, Kim, do you know what is a fit for you, and do you know what you're looking for, and have you written your dating goals down for 2020?
Well, first of all, those are several questions. I have not written my dating goals down. With my first dating goal, I posted on my social media, on my Instagram, it's Kim Whitley, K-Y-M-W-H-I-T-L-E-Y. I had a post that said, I am not going back and refurbishing any of these old relationships. I'm going ahead and I'm getting new. That's the first dating goal.
Hold on. I love that. You're not going to refurbish? I've never heard relationships and dating used with the term refurbished. Although I like it, that's pretty cool. She said you're not going, because typically when you talk about refurbishing, it's furniture, it's a car.
Yeah.
Relationship?
Yeah. You know how we go back and get an ex, try to fix them up, and drive them in 2020? I'm going to drive them in 2020.
Okay, so.
No.
You're not going to refurbish. Go ahead. I like that. Finish. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that was pretty funny.
Okay. No refurbishing. So my other goals would be, you asked, your question was, do I know what I want? But then you had another question.
My other question was, there were three things I threw out. Yeah. First, have you written your dating goals down for 2020?
Right. No.
Second was, do you know what you're looking for? And the third was, do you know what's a fit for you?
Right. That's two different things. Because
yes, it is.
Okay. What I want and it being a fit are two different things. Because
okay, it is. And I categorized three different questions. You're absolutely right. So the first one you answered, you have not written your dating goals down for 2020. But although you have mentioned one, which is you're not refurbished. Okay, so we know what you're not going to do in 2020. So the next would be, do you know what you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
But what I'm looking for and it being a fit might be two different things, because looking for and being a fit, because sometimes fantasy comes in play. You know, I'm looking for a man that, you know, who is a man who, you know, a man who's good looking, a man who has his own thing going on, his own passion, which is extremely important.
Okay, so hold on, Kim. How important is good looking to you? How like from a scale of 1 to 10, how important is that to you?
13. No, okay.
That's off the Richter scale. Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. But I would say between, I need, I would say it's as important as about a 7, because handsome sometimes, you got pretty. I don't like pretty when they're too pretty. Like Reggie, you pretty. You look too pretty for me. So,
oh, Kim, what are you talking about? Pretty. Oh, God.
Yeah, you
kind of go ahead.
Yeah, you kind of pretty. So a good looking man, you know, who's a man, you know, that I could, that's pleasant to look at. Like, I like to look over and just say, oh, look at him. You know.
So you couldn't look at me and say that, Kim?
No, because there'd be too many other people looking at you at the same time. Anybody got time for that? I ain't got time to be fighting the women off. No, I mean somebody who's just good looking, and people are like, oh, he's nice looking. Or that, you know, he's handsome, like that he doesn't have to be. So let's say a 7. A 7-8 is good.
Okay, so you want a good looking man who's a 7-8. How important is the body, like his physique?
The physique is important, but like you said, a fit. I can't be asking no man to have no physique if mine ain't in order. But
okay.
I don't like, you know, a nice, like, I like him to be healthy. He doesn't have to be, I don't like too fluffy. You know, I don't need to be picking up your stomach. I don't need to be doing all that. But a nice, you know, a nice manly physique. But when they get older, men ain't, you know, if he, this is the thing. I don't want my man running to the gym all the time. He running to
you
the
don't.
Gym. Huh?
You don't want to run into the gym all the time?
No. I don't want a gym rat. No, I can't.
Okay.
Uh-uh. If you run into the gym, you ain't making money. I like.
What if he has investments? What if he has property? Or what if he, you know, he makes money in his sleep because he has things that's constantly, you know, he has what we call residual income.
Okay, so, but still running to the gym. You got all them little gym girls over there with their little tight yoga pants on. No. We got a home gym right here, baby. You run your behind
and funny.
That's
no.
I can't trust
you. You don't
want a
man running to the gym.
No, he can't be doing all that. No, he can't be running all to the gym. I don't need all that.
Okay, so his look is a 7 or 8. His physique is what?
Say it again now.
You said in terms of his look, in terms of his face, you said 7 or 8.
Yeah, his physique.
And so what's his physique? What's his physique? His physique is what?
I want his physique to be, you know, regular, like an 8. Now, he doesn't have to have abs. He can have one ab, but it can't be hanging over his belt. Like, it got to be healthy. He can have a little pooch, but not no big pooch. He can't be 4 months pregnant. He can be 3 months pregnant. He can be 2 months pregnant. That's it.
Oh, God. This is so much. Okay. So, So, Kim, I don't know if you realize I'm really helping you to create your list right now because you haven't created your dating goals just yet, but I'm helping you. So what we do know so far, if on your dating goals for 2020, you want somebody who's between a 7 or 8 in his face, the look. And we also know in his physique for 2020, your dating goals, you want somebody who's about a 7-8, but he can have right?
But we're missing it. But wait, we're missing it.
Okay.
I will take a 10, and I will take a 10 in the face. I'll take a 10 in the body. But what I'm saying is where I'm willing to accept is a 7-8.
So now, if you're willing to accept, does that mean you're willing to compromise what you really want?
No. What I'm saying is I have a sliding scale. Because
you got a sliding scale. has a sliding. Go ahead, Kim. You are too funny.
Okay. Because, you know, this is the thing. Like you said, where he lacks maybe in his face or he lacks in his body, if he's sitting somewhere making money and taking care of business, I'm over that. I'm over the he got to be so fine. No, we sitting pretty good over here. You know, he taking care of business. I like that. You know, that he's handling his. So that's why sometimes you compromise the look department because of he has a passion for what he's doing, or he has businesses, he's making money in his sleep, he loves my son, he takes care of me. So there are things that aren't, would I sacrifice if they said, here, Kim, here's this Adonis right here, but, he ain't got no money. But then you got Joe Blow over here, he got a lot of money, or he got a job, or he got his passion for his life, and you are going to laugh with him and have a good time. I'm going to take Joe Blow. Adonis better go and sit down somewhere and look at himself in the mirror. Okay.
I know most people probably that are listening tonight know you from a lot of the movies that you've been in, but they probably also know you from when you were on the network when you had your show called Raising Whitney, right? Let me ask this, because you just brought something up. I want to see how important this is to you. So on your list, would you say, if you were talking about, these people who are single parents, how important is it to have a man that accepts, like you said, Joshua, like that's a 1 to 10? Where does that fit in? Is that an 8, 9, 10, or 13?
That's a whole different scale. He has got to love my son. That's the 10. That's the 13. That goes without question. He has got to. I'm not even going to tell you, the men that I have left, I was like, damn, he has everything. He got everything. But he ain't connecting with Joshua. And men don't even realize that. And you can't teach it. You can't give it.
I don't think you can teach it either. I think it's something that either you have or you don't. I think it's something that's there or it's just not there. I agree with that.
Right. And if you don't like kids or you don't want to hang out with my son, and let my son enjoy you, we're not going to be hanging out. We can't move forward because now, let's say we want to go on a family vacation or we just want to hang out at the house and we want to go do some things. My son has to be a part of it. And I'm looking
what if he's going overboard and he's doing everything he knows and possible to try to create and develop a relationship with Joshua, but Joshua's not reciprocating? Then what do you do there?
Oh, no, something wrong with the dude then. No, no, because Joshua's easy. Joshua, if all you got to do is build Lego with him. Like, he's simple. You give him some attention or play with him, it's very simple with him. You sit here and draw a picture with me, I'm good. If I saw that, then I know there is potential. Because if you don't ever sit down with him or talk to him, you're not interested in me. Because my son is part of me, and I believe that with anyone, and I'm talking about people's dogs, people's children, people's family members. You know, you go over to somebody's house and you just sit there in the corner and try to be cute. Don't nobody want that. You want somebody who's gonna get in there with your mama, who's gonna get in the kitchen, clean up, ask if she need any help. You're like, oh, yeah, that's the one right there. You want somebody to come in, pet your dog. How you doing, baby? You want a little treat? You want me to walk the dog? You want someone to just be, yes. You don't want nobody to be sitting there talking about something. Oh, let me sit here and be cute. No.
Okay, so, Kim, whether you know it or not, Kim, you and I tonight have we put your dating goals together for 2020. You know, on the subliminal, we created a goal for you. We created your goal for 2020.
That was a little short one. I mean, I do want a man who knows how to cook. That'd be nice. I never added that. Oh, sorry.
So listen, why can't, if I'm not mistaken, you were on America's Worst Cooks, but you became a great cook, right? You became a good cook, right?
I'm okay.
Okay, so how come you can't teach him if he doesn't know how? Why can't you just teach him? Because somebody taught you. You went on television and they taught you.
Yes, that would be fun. If the man is willing, what I can't stand is a man who thinks a woman's supposed to cook. I don't like that. I like where we...
Wait a minute. Isn't she supposed to?
No, we're not equally yoked. I'm not supposed to.
Kim, I'm messing with you. I just want to see what you... Are you telling me she's not supposed to cook, Kim?
No, you're right. You're right. I've run into a lot of men that think that, and I get it because I think a man's supposed to take out the trash. I get it. You're right. I get it. But do I have to cook all of the time? That's the problem. And is it a give and take, like you say? But see, that's why I don't know, because I've never been married. I've never lived with anyone. So do you do it 3 days a week? Do you do it two? You know, it's a whole thing with me, and I have shortcomings. And I would say, you know, it'd be great to find, that's why it would be on my list. It'd be great to find a man who loves to cook, because then that would take the burden off me, because that's one thing I don't love to do. I like to do it. I'm learning because I have a kid, so he has to eat every day.
Okay, so now, stay right there, because you just said something I want to tap into in these last 12, 13 minutes that we have. I definitely want to tap into it. You said I've never been married. And so when we come back, my question to you is, do you think that you are ready to take that plunge if you found this guy with all of these attributes that you just said you want? Listen, you guys, ladies, are you ready to find your twin flame? So, you know, we're our objective is to help you get some tools that will at least give you some rudiments to learn how to find the right man who loves you in spirit. And so this month of January, we're going to be talking about dating goals and do you know what you're looking for. And we started off 2020 with none other than Kim Whitley. She's been a great guest tonight. And so I've got another celeb coming at you next week. You got to stay tuned. You'll be seeing that. But I got another celeb coming at you next week. We're going to talk to her about dating goals. We're going to see if she knows what it is that she's looking for. And so you're listening to 87.9 Heat FM, Charlotte. And again, if you want to call in while we have these remaining moments. You want to call in 385-212-HEAT. That's 385-212-HEAT. Now, Kim, listen, you talked about you've never been married, right? So now I want to ask you, we talked about some dating goals. Do you know what you're looking for? So we've narrowed down some attributes that could be a fit for you. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So if he was to come and the universe would so have it that you guys crossed, the energy was good, you guys had synergy, and there was flow, do you think that you would be ready for him? Now?
Okay, let me say hey to my whole family in Charlotte. Hey, y'all. Okay, this is where I'm confused. Would I be ready? And that means, would I, physically, I'm not ready. Mentally, I'm
hold
ready.
Hold on, I can't let you slide by.
Okay,
are you kidding me? Physically, you're not ready. What does that mean?
And I mean physically, like my house, I don't have enough room in my closet for him. I need to, you know, I got to have a routine for my son. I need to clean out some stuff. I need to get the dishes out the kitchen, because I'm a good faker. I can fake it up until you're ready to get married. I'd be like, oh, Lord, I got to keep this up. So I can fake it. You can come visit me.
So does that faking carry over into the bedroom too?
Sometimes, yes.
You just said I'm a good faker, so I mean, come on, you know I gotta ask that.
When necessary, yes, when necessary.
Wow, see, that's what I mean. That you said people don't always know how to take you. See, that's what I'm talking about.
All women do that, depending on what they feel about their man. I'm all about building up your ego. I could talk to you later about your shortcomings. But right then and there, I got to build you up. I'll tell you down later on when we're having coffee. Now, look here, what you was doing was not good.
Hey, Kim, you do know, but you if you come at a man like that, you know his walls are going up because, you know, men are on the defense if you come at him. A woman can get a man to do anything in the world she wants him to do just based off of how she packages it.
Right. So
if she packages it correctly, she can get a man to do anything in the world she wants him to do. You know, I give the example all the time. Just say your man doesn't make up the bed, Kim, and you've got a problem. You never make up the bed. I'm getting so sick and tired. Every time we wake up in the morning, he just walk away. He's never going to make up the bed because he's a man. He's got an ego, and you just came. You just attacked him, so he's a warrior. Mm-hmm. So his defense mechanism came up. Now, if you say to him, sweetie, can I tell you something? Oh, my God, babe, you're so sexy when you bend over and pull up those sheets. I just get so turned on. Your biceps pop out, your triceps pop out, and just the way you pull the sheets up, and then when you finally pull that blanket up, my God, it just turns me on so much. You realize he will make up the bed every day?
Wow.
Every day. You know what was the difference? It was all about how you packaged it and packaged it and presented it. So
okay.
You can get a man to do, huh?
Why can I say, oh, baby, I love when you make up the bed. Why I got to go through all the biceps and the triceps?
You could say just the way you pump your chest out. I mean, you know, I can't word it for you. I'm just giving you some sound advice here. Now, what you choose to do with it, we can go back to how we started this conversation. I just gave you the information. You understand now? What you choose to do with the information is totally up to you, because either you can take the information I gave to you, you can have the comprehension, and then you can have the application. That's totally on you. You see? You see? It don't work.
In other words, don't nag. I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It all works, Kim. So, now, are you ready? You said physically. Let's get to the mentally. What's the mentally?
Yeah, physically. You know, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to work out. I want to feel good about myself. I can't make a man feel good when I don't feel good about me. But, okay.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Because I think the secret of being loved is to love. And so whatever you want, you have to become it. And I think the secret to being interesting is to be interested. So in other words, you got to become it in order for it to come to you. Totally get it. That's totally fair. What else?
Yeah. Mentally, I would have to probably work on some things. To just be ready to, and I'm not saying submit, but to let a man lead. That's what I would have to work on and be ready for, because I don't want a man not to lead. I don't want him to come in here and be a punk. I'll be mad. So I have to, be willing and ready to either go to his place, you know, or we get a house together, and then, you know, just be ready to follow and to share in responsibilities and decision-making.
Now, is that possible for you, Kim? And I mean no harm by saying this. I really don't. I'm saying this in love.
For the right man.
You're such a boss, you know, a boss babe. Is that possible for you to be? You use the word submissive. I mean, it was your word. I'm going to just throw your word back at you. But is that possible not to be?
Yeah, I bet you Beyonce does it. Look at her. Beyonce, she a boss. But I bet you Jay-Z running things.
Okay, but that's a whole nother. The average man ain't making the kind of money that Jay-Z actually makes more money than Beyonce. I mean, we talking about that's a whole nother world. That's a whole nother world, right?
Yes, because you want a man to lead. That's the whole thing. You want a man to lead. You do. No matter what your financial status is, but society has changed so much, and we're making all this money now. You still want the man to be the man, but the man has to be confident enough to lead. He has to be, like, I don't care what you make, you know.
Would you respect, okay, so that was my next question. Would you respect him if he didn't make what you made, but he was a natural-born leader, and he still was able to lead his home, he had a vision for his home, but he didn't make what you made, could you still respect him?
I would still respect him because it would, like you said, depend on how he spoke to me about it and how we became a team together and what his vision would be, and we'd have to discuss it. You know,
now
you
keep saying stuff that's triggering stuff in me, what his vision would be, because you're such a boss. paid, and I can respect that. I think it's great. But because you're such a boss, would your vision succumb to his vision, and would you allow your vision to get underneath his? Would his vision be the most important thing, or would you still make your vision the primary instead of
No, my vision is for my work. My vision is for my career. When it comes to the home and how Joshua's going to be raised and how we live and how we travel, it's going to be our vision. And if I fell in love with this man, then that means that he has enough sense for me to follow him because I fell in love with him. In order for me to fall in love, I got to respect him. As long as he's not just bossy, but if he's like, my vision for the house is this, and as long as he's not, 16th century, we're going to do this and we're going to make, no. As long as we discuss it, and he might like modern, I might like traditional, and then we might need to like meet, in the middle and say, well.
He might even be neo-deco. He might not be modern or traditional. He might be neo-deco.
Neo-deco? Oh, my God. And then I would have to say, how about this? How about your office be neo-deco? And how about the family room be a little more comfortable because we have a lot of people over? And maybe we have dogs or something. I think we would have to compromise.
Okay. We got to wrap this up, but I want to ask, so do you think, though, that, and like I said, I got all celebrities on this month, and I really did that intentionally because of the fact that dating goals and do you know what you're looking for. Do you feel like because of your status and who you are, do you actually think it's harder for you to find someone who fits into your mold and someone who you guys can mesh well together? Do you think it's a little bit harder?
Yes, it is. It's almost impossible. But then I got a lot of single groupers, but it's very difficult because preconceived notions and people, first of all, a lot of people think I'm married. A lot of people think I already got a man. So that's been happening for years. We're like, what are you saying? That I am this, force of nature and, but when I'm at home, I'm a pussycat. Yeah.
Okay, Miss Pussycat. To end this show, hey, Kim, listen, let me just tell you how gratuitous I am for you being on my show, Reggie's Recess. It's been so much fun talking to you. It's been what we call on my show a delightful dialogue. It's definitely been a delightful dialogue. And so thank you so very much for accepting my invitation to be my guest. And as I said at the beginning of the show, you are one of my most favorite people in the U.S. of A. I always enjoy talking with you. You and I always have dynamic dialogues and delightful dialogues. There's always something fun there. You always figure out a way how to bring some comedy into the whole conversation. So how can people find you, Kim? We want to give people how they can find you, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram.
Okay, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, across the board. It is Kim, K-Y-M, Whitley, W-H-I-T-L-E-Y. Thank you. Please follow me and see what I'm doing.
Do you have any upcoming projects? I know you have a book out, right, Kim? Don't you have a book out?
I do have a book out called The Delusion of Cinderella, and you can purchase it on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. It's The Delusion of Cinderella is just that. It's a love story about a young girl falling in love and it being a delusion. We think the right man's coming and it's not. And she goes on a path of revenge. So there's that. Then I'm on tour, Ladies Night Out, with me, Sherry Shepherd, Lonnie Love, Nene Leakes. We start that next month and we'll be going around the country.
So Nene Leakes from Housewives?
Yes. She's our host.
She's a comedian too?
Well, she's our host, and the rest of us are comedians. Yeah, so she's pretty funny.
That sounds very interesting. Okay, listen, Charlotte, you guys want to get out when she comes to the city of Charlotte? You guys want to get out and support Kim?
Yes.
Kim, thank you so very, very much. You're awesome. You're amazing. And listen, all of you, if you want to follow me, of course, go to see Reggie Rogers. on Instagram, that's C. Reggie Rogers. Facebook, that's C. Reggie Rogers. That's CREGIRODGERS, C. Reggie Rogers. Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, if you want to go to the website, go to CReggieRogers.com. And if you have not gotten your book yet, make sure you get your book, Love at First Spirit, How to See Through a Person to Get to a Person. And then you can get the workbook as well, so we can go back to day one, so we can find out, why do you keep picking the same type of person over and over again? What makes you like that type of person? So we can strip those layers off of you and get to an understanding of why you like that type of person. We've got to go. It's been amazing. Thank you for just tuning in to Reggie's Recess. We'll be back next week, same place, same time, and same station. You guys have a great rest of the night, and I'll be back. See you.